This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I just like the overall look of the group at halftime. We acknowledged where we were. We acknowledged we needed some plays, man, to break this thing open. And I had a bunch of guys that wanted to be the reason why we were successful.
Pressure, passes high, and intercepted by Beanie Bishop.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Victory Tuesday. The Steelers are 6-2. It wasn't a thing of beauty. It also wasn't as ugly as some wins over not great teams, as we've kind of become accustomed to seeing here. Steelers 0-4 in the red zone. Ugh. Even still, Steelers offense racked up 426 yards, scored on 5 of the 9 drives. Rush defense, bad. 6.3 yards per rush given up. 157 overall. Tyrone Tracy had the game of his life. That can't happen. Gave up a 3rd and 16 on the drive that was capped off by the 45-yard Tracy run. That can't happen. But while the Steelers in the red zone at times were ugly, it still looked worlds better than it has the last couple of years offensively. And even though the defense at times bled yards, especially, my God, in the running game, they still got 4 sacks combined from T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith, including a forced fumble by Watt, and they had the interception from Beanie Bishop. Not to mention the Calvin Austin punt return for a touchdown. So while it wasn't necessarily Doran awe-inspiring, every single unit made a big play or two to help win this game. And I say it all the time, we're not going to apologize for victories on this here radio program. An ugly win is better than a loss under any circumstances.
Well, I think we got to look into the details a little bit of the ugly win. I think that's kind of where it's at. And we, you know, were preaching yesterday about the consistency that this team needs to have, and at least the foundation from last week and continuing that last night. And I think that they did at the end of the day. If you look into the details, you can make excuses about the Broderick Jones penalty. You can make excuses about George Pickens not getting his foot down, and those two touchdowns could be, you know, it could have looked aesthetically different for the numbers in the win and loss column. But if you really look into the details, especially on offense, oh, and defense too, it looked almost the same as it did last week. You know, you did what you needed to do to a bad team. I know that the score was close, but at the end of the day, to me, it wasn't really fairly close. Like, the Steelers looked like a better football team, in my opinion. And if you just go through the box score, and I'm not a big stat guy, but it's almost identical as last week. I mean, you got Najee over 100 yards. You have Jaylen Warren, 46 yards rushing. You have Russell Wilson, 278 in a touchdown passing. You have George Pickens, 74 yards. Van Jefferson, another a back-to-back game, 62 yards receiving. Calvin Austin, obviously the punt return, 54 yards receiving. Darnell Washington, 29 yards receiving. Pat Freiermuth, 19. Najee Harris, 17. Jaylen Warren, 13. Michael Pruitt, 10. Like, Russell Wilson is elevating everybody. And that's what you wanted to really see. You kind of had a good feeling that they were going to win this football game, even going into it. I don't think anybody was really stressing about it. It didn't look great. The score doesn't look – it looks a lot closer than it really was. But these things right here tell the true story, I believe, in my opinion, about where the Steelers are at and what they can do with Russell Wilson.
It's why you say things like the stats don't always matter. Sometimes they paint a perfect picture. The stats you just read off there, they do. They scored 19 points offensively. That's not going to excite anybody. But if you watch the game, you see it's just worlds different than it's been.
Mm-hmm.
Worlds different. I thought Arthur Smith, and we'll get into the details as we break this thing down segment by segment. I thought Arthur Smith called a great game. I tweeted that, and it was halftime, and people blew me up. Well, only 9 points. Okay, well, Arthur Smith didn't call the, hey, Broderick, grab his face mask play.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't call the, hey, George Pickens, don't get your second foot down play. He called touchdown plays. I spit everywhere just there like Bill Cowher. I'm fired up. And you know what? His players made mistakes. Like, if the Steelers had lost this game, Mike Tomlin was going to get criticized, probably because the defense was bleeding. But I thought a lot of the issues weren't coaching related. I thought the problems were player related. Broderick Jones, George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe not even his fault, just kind of right. A fluky deal there. Sometimes players don't make plays. I thought to come out and sort of tempo them was really smart.
Yes.
People were blowing me up. Arthur's not calling a good game. He's still running the ball way too much on first down. Najee Harris through the first half was averaging 8 yards a carry.
Right.
They were averaging 7 yards a carry and had over 100 rushing yards at the half. If he's calling first down runs, good. So I thought he did a good job. I thought in the second half, when it became butt clench time, that's when they started uncorking the play action deep balls, and Russ was mostly on point. And so while the stats would say, oh, they scored 19 points offensively, you'll want more. Well, it looked better than the 19 points, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely did. I just feel like this is a complete football team, and I understand it's the Giants, and I understand last week is the Jets, but you have to go in there and make sure that you're getting better week to week. And now you head into the bye week in 6-2. Like, would you rather be? And we talked about this a little bit before the show. Would you rather be the Ravens right now and be like, man,
exactly,
man, how did we lose that game? How did we lose that game? But the Steelers found a way to win this football game against a bad football team, but also detail-wise, doing it the same way you did it last week. And I think that that is very significant. I think that's very significant moving forward.
A couple things. You're right. You win, it counts as a dub. It doesn't matter what it looks like at the end of the year. The Ravens have two of the worst losses in the NFL this season. They had a 10-point lead at home against Las Vegas, and they blow it. And then they lose to the hapless Browns and drop what could have been a touchdown because it got lost in the sun, and then an interception that would have closed the game. So they got two bad losses. Cincinnati's doing math right now. Joe Burrow after the game, yeah. Well, you win 7 out of 9. That's going to get you 10. That's probably going to get you in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, that's doable. And his voice kind of cracked. Well, if you don't lose at home to New England, or, hey, you win a home game this year, they're 0-4, guess what? You're still alive in this thing, and you're not doing math after the game. They haven't. Kansas City is unblemished. Every other team in the NFL's got a loss or two that you'd go, why? That shouldn't have happened. The Steelers last year got blowed out by Houston. The Steelers last year got blowed out by Indianapolis. The Steelers' two losses this year, one score games, and only one of their victories, they won by 7 points or fewer.
Uh-huh.
That's growth. When they were losing last year, at times, they were getting their doors blown off. We haven't seen that happen once this year. And every time, seemingly, they won last season. Except for, I guess, the Cincinnati game with Mason Rudolph. It was skinnier teeth. It was hold on to your butts. And it really hasn't been like that. The Giants weren't going to win that game.
No.
I was not nervous at all.
Not
the Steelers'
time.
Defense had not played great all night. But the Giants needed to score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion at the end of the game. And you've got T.J. Watt, and you've got Alex Highsmith, and you've got Minka, and you've got Elliott, you've got Queen, and you've got Beanie Bishop. I just didn't feel like it was ever in danger. This is a team that, okay, it's not the most satisfying 6-2 in the world. This is a good, complete football team. And you don't always have to apologize for that. The people tweeting last night, and I saw a few. I don't want to straw man this. I saw a few. It's not a great 6-2 team. Shut it. Shut your mouth. Not a good 6-2 football team. Get out of here. They're incredibly impressive overall as a team. They're not perfect in any one area. But special teams is great. The defense is going to have its playmakers make plays. And offensively, it's still a work in progress. It's game two for your starting quarterback. They're playing pretty well on that side of the ball.
Are they good enough, and or can they be good enough? Like, from what you see right now, can you see them being good enough? Or are they good enough in your mind right now?
The offensive line is something that concerns me, but you're going to get Zach Frazier back. And now, because you've had so many injuries, organically you've kind of developed this depth now. You're not going to make a trade for somebody at the deadline to help your offensive line. They're just not going to do that. So that gives me pause. Yeah, for sure. Because if you do play Kansas City in the playoffs, well, they can get after the passer, and that's a good defense. You play Buffalo, well, Gregory Rousseau, he pretty good, and especially against one Broderick Jones. So that scares me. But while they're not the best team in the NFL, I think you can make a compelling and reasonable case that they're the most complete team in the NFL.
Balance, for sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Balance is probably the word. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. No, I think that they're very balanced, and I think that they're just getting started. I mean, my thing, and I can't harp on this enough, is like, can you do what you did last week? And I know they didn't score 37 points, but on offense and on defense, they did the things that they did last week against a bad football team. 2 weeks in a row. That's to me, is taking care of your business and getting better. Russell Wilson has elevated this offense to everybody having high productive days. And whenever you have everybody chipping in like that, that means that you could beat teams different ways on offense. On defense, you still have your TJ. I mean, Alex Highsmith, 2 sacks. TJ Watt, a strip sack and a sack. I mean, 2 sacks, right? You had an interception. So they've played very, very complete football. And then you talked about the special teams. They played very complete football for the last 2 weeks. That going into the bye week, if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not going to obviously say that, but I'm feeling pretty good where my team's at, and I think that we can only get better.
It's almost the perfect way to win going into the bye. Hey, if the Pickens touchdowns stand, you win this thing going away, and the momentum's great, and you're feeling awesome. Mm-hmm. But now the rush defense... Unacceptable. Have not been run on all year. 150 yards to that guy having a career game can't happen, but I have a hard time evaluating the defense because they gave up fewer than 20, and they had 4 sacks, and they had 2 takeaways, like you said, and that's kind of the name of the game in the NFL in 2024. Right. If the Giants are going to be on the field that much offensively, you're going to trust that your guys are going to get it done. So... you've got stuff to work on. I like that going into the bye. You weren't perfect on either side of the ball. You can probably say you're perfect on special teams almost every week. Now Danny Smith's doing a great job, but you got stuff to work on. I like that. I think the defense can be pissed off for 2 weeks that they gave up 150 yards
Absolutely.
On the ground.
Absolutely.
And we'll get into this full form a little bit later on in the show. Guys, you got to credit Mike Tomlin. When Mike Tomlin loses this game, he gets raked over the coals. They're 6-2. Vegas didn't see it coming. They were a last place team, according to a lot of those people out there in the West that build all those beautiful mansions out there.
Mm-hmm.
And those beautiful hotels and the casinos. They know what they're talking about. They had the Steelers in last place this year.
Yep.
Way more likely they finished in last than in first. They're in first place by their lonesome right now. You can lament the slow starts. Fair enough. They have the best second half point differential in the NFL. That's coaching adjustments. That's their physicality. I think that plays a role in it. But that's adjustments. Again, the defense wasn't perfect or great last night, apart from a few moments. But you saw some coaching adjustment. Mike Tomlin flip-flopping T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith
yes.
at times. I'm not sure it worked all the time, but I think it paid dividends at the end of the game. They blitzed, I have to think, I don't have the percentages, more in this game than they had in any other game this year.
Yep, bringing more pressure for sure.
Which, again, the dam broke in the second half. So Mike Tomlin on the whole's got his team in first place and in the third spot in the AFC standings as we sit right now. And it is the mark of a good coaching staff. There's no other way to slice it that you dominate the way they've dominated in the second half of these games this year. Like, you can't tell me that's an accident. It's too big of a sample size now. It happens every week. That's coaching. So we're going to throw the phone number out. Mm-hmm. That's what we do on a day after a game at 412-928-9370. It's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Are we satisfied, if not enthralled? How do you feel about your 6-2 Steelers? How do you feel about last night's win? 412-928-9370. If you've got a frog in your throat because you barely slept, you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We would be thrilled to talk to you coming up in the next segment. We got to talk about the Steelers receivers who stepped up, and you got to credit Russell Wilson for getting the most out of those guys. So what did the quarterback have to say about his receivers? We'll let you hear it. We'll react. And we'll talk to
you. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To you.
Extra man on the rush. Floated downfield and caught. Touchdown, Austin. Second touchdown of the night.
They do it in practice every day. Their work ethic, they've been doing it since the summertime, since, you know, off season and in the springtime. All the work that we were able to do in the off season together in San Diego and all that. I mean, just I know who they are. The competitors, the playmakers. Van's catch down the sideline was amazing. Giving him a chance down there. Calvin obviously made some great plays tonight, the touchdown. And GP really, I mean, he really had a great, great night. I mean, he had two touchdowns. Like, unfortunately, got called back, but he was special tonight too. So, I think it's the work ethic, you know, the work ethic of those guys. They're putting all the work in every day. It's not a surprise when it shows up on the field, and I think that's the key part.
We don't need no stinking wide receiver too. All right, I'll take Darius Slayton. I just want to leave him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Pretty good. I loved that play call. 3rd and 8, broke the game open, at least it felt like at that moment, to Calvin Austin, the 29-yarder, where, you know, Russ just drops it in a bucket. I mean, that's a throw you need to make, but it's not a throw that I think has been made routinely these last few years. And I also loved that in the second half, when things did start to get tight, they said, let's rip it. Let Russ cook. I said, let the Russ chuck, whatever you want to say, whatever cutesy little lame thing you want to throw out there, fine. Let him cook.
Yeah.
And I thought they were thoughtful about it. Like, run the ball early, tempo early, second half, now you've set up play action, and they just chunked him to death. 4 plays at 20-plus yards in the receiving game after 5 last week.
Well, I think that the thing that's very important to understand with the Calvin Austin play, like, receivers are getting open too. That wasn't happening in the beginning of the season, and I think that made us question this wide receiver core a lot, and really, you know, harp on the fact that they need a number one or number two wide receiver. Guys weren't getting open. Go back and watch that Calvin Austin play. Like, it was a perfect throw. I mean, it's a routine throw at the end of the day, an NFL throw. I mean, back pylon, corner route. But watch Calvin Austin off the line, you know, shimmy, and he works his way open. That wasn't happening before. George Pickens, if you watch him throughout the game, he's working his way open. Van Jefferson getting open. These guys, and Darnell Washington getting open, using his body. Like, these guys have elevated their game to help Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson's just doing Russell Wilson things and putting the ball where it needs to be most of the time. That's what you want, clearly, from your wide receiver group, and to score points and to put up over 400 yards again. That has a lot to do with it, with the individuals of getting open more than just really anything if you just watch the game.
Yeah, and give Arthur Smith his flowers for that too. Offensive coordinators, they set things up. I think he does a really good job of setting things up. I thought he called a really good game yesterday. And, okay, red zone, not good enough. One fluky deal with George Pickens, and then the other, the face mask for Broderick Jones. We'll get into Broderick later on. But apart from that, I would say they're exactly who they want to be and have been striving to be offensively.
Yep.
They've run the ball for over 100 yards in 3 straight games. They were 9th in the NFL in rushing coming into this game. Najee Harris looks outstanding these last 3 weeks. That's what they want to be. They want to be a team that runs the ball and hits these deep shots off of play action. This is what they want. This is what they've been striving for. And it's not perfect. You got to convert in the red zone, but this is who they've wanted to be. This is their identity, and you've finally seen it all come to be. They're not winning 16-13 anymore, man. It's at least it's fun, too, which is such a difference a couple of years make. Not to mention Van Jefferson. Was he supposed to sit down on that pass?
Yes, okay. The zone hole right there. Don't run into coverage. You see two guys, or you see a guy that's inside of you, and then you see another guy that's kind of on the opposite side that has a white jersey. You don't run into them. You just kind of feel it and sit down and back shoulder bang.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was on Van Jefferson.
Because I didn't think Aikman had a particularly great day as the color commentator yesterday.
Yeah, that was on.
I think he's really good.
Me too.
I love that crew. I thought he was off all night. He kept bitching about the Giants' touchdown getting taken off the board on the illegal procedure penalty that the rules guy said half a dozen times, that's a penalty. It's a penalty. It's a penalty. And then Aikman comes back.
See, I honestly didn't think that was a penalty either.
Yeah.
I didn't. Like, I mean, he was motioning. You're talking about whenever Neighbors was motioning and then he didn't stop?
Yeah.
Like, what's he need to stop for? I've never really. Well, I didn't get that either.
He didn't stop initially either. Like, so he ran out to the left and kept moving. and then he like half stops and then comes back the other way. I don't know. Yeah, I defer to the rules experts on stuff like that. I thought that they missed clearly that the Giants threw a 12th guy on the field on purpose at the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
That was brilliant from Dable.
Didn't we see that happen before?
We saw it in the Oregon-Ohio State game.
Yep.
Because the Steelers had a 7-yard run on first down, and, okay, you're probably going to pick up the first down on the next run, and it's going to chew more clock off. Give the Steelers a free first down, so you've got three plays to work with defensively instead of four. That was really smart, and they missed that. We'll take some calls here in a moment at 412-928-9370. They got to find a way to rewrite the rule on the foot thing for George Pickens. If you get the right foot down twice,
right.
I'm sorry, that's got to be a touchdown. And I'm not sorry. Why am I apologizing? It should be a touchdown. You're telling me he catches the ball at the 10-yard line and 1 foot hops into the end zone and then the second foot comes down out of bounds. That's not a catch. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Two ass cheeks is a catch. One ass cheek is a catch. A hip is a catch. A knee's a catch. Dragging the foot's a catch. If you get two toes down, toe tapping, that's a catch. But if the two toes tap and then the heels come down in the white, that's not a catch. Can we figure it out?
Yep.
Everyone watching the game goes, okay, spirit of football, that's a damn touchdown.
Yes.
Tomlin shouldn't have challenged it.
Right.
After the game, he said he didn't know why they overturned it. Well, you should. That wasn't a great look. He's on the competition committee. Clean that up.
Uh-huh.
But they need to clean the rule up. Two right feet should be a tutty. Two left feet should be a tutty. He clearly has control of the ball. Hell of a throw by Russ.
Really good.
And it really annoyed me. Shall we take a call?
Sure.
Rob in Chicago. Hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, the defensive line in the run game, they'll get that fixed. But most importantly, I think the emergence of Calvin Austin under Russ is really what's nice to see, because he's been – you know, the first year he was out with a broken foot, and then the next year he didn't quite get it going with Kenny. And then this year he's really hitting that untapped potential, and all of a sudden this could be the second receiver you've been looking for. He's right here. He's making some great plays with Russ.
Yeah, he had one catch last week, but it was a 36-yarder. And then this week, obviously, by his standards, certainly he exploded. And thank you so much for the call, Rob. Doran, what'd you say about Calvin Austin running?
He looks like a little kid getting chased by older kids, man. I've seen that so many times. The way he was running on that punt return, oh, man, that was so funny. He looked like he was getting chased by a couple dogs or something. Like he was a little kid, or he took something from his older brothers.
When he had one man left to beat, I thought the back of his head was going to touch his ass.
Yeah,
he's like bent over. And that was only like the second funniest thing in the game. Because the funniest thing in the game is when George Pickens came jumping off the top rope with the flying elbow.
Man, I've never laughed that hard during an NFL football game at a play. Never.
I didn't see it live. You said you did.
I saw it live. I was howling. Howling. I'm like, what is George doing? I knew what he was trying to do. He thought the pal was going to roll out of bounds, so he would just jump over the pal and not get rolled up
right.
on. But the pal just stopped underneath his feet, and he was like, oh man.
He doesn't do anything normally. Mm-mm. He's a goofy kind of player to watch. He had a catch and run down the sideline where I'm screaming the whole time. I had shades of the Indianapolis game. Like, don't you fumble that football.
Yeah.
And then he winds up turning backwards, and he's running backwards. He does everything kind of awkwardly, but another good game for him that would have been better. I feel like Russell Wilson, who we'll get to more in long form later on in the show, Russ and Pickens both had much better games than their stat lines would indicate. Like Pickens had 4 for 74, but should have had 2 touchdowns. And Russ threw for 278 yards. He should have gone for over 300 with 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
So I thought both guys played well. Russ, you can't fumble at the end of the game, but that's your only turnover in 2 games. And you've been really good otherwise, so all is forgiven. More of your calls at 412-928-9370. 3 straight games of over 100 yards for Najee Harris. It looks like an adult offense. The defense left some room for improvement. We'll put it that way. But you got to give credit where credit's due. And we'll do just that when we come back, in addition to taking your calls.
3rd and 7. Pressure off the edge. Watt returns the favor.
I'm just getting a one-on-one and trying to make the most of it in a big-time moment. Trying to make a play for my team, able to get to the football and recover it. Oh, we just have a lot of guys that can make plays.
And we have a lot of confidence. We do it a lot in practice. We watch league-wide turnovers. Coach Denzel Martin has done a good job of presenting each and every week our takeaways from the game, our takeaway opportunities from practice, the ones that we missed, the ones we could have back, and then also watching around the league. So it's been a point of emphasis, and there's so many more things that we can continue to get better at as a defense. We're not satisfied at all.
Can you talk a little bit about your...
Yeah, they shouldn't be satisfied, but they made the plays when they needed to make them, and that sometimes is defense in 2024. An interception by Beanie Bishop, the forced fumble that you heard there, and T.J. Watt talked about it. That Illuminar guy, he said, if you watch my tape this year, I'm comfortable on an island against anybody, including T.J. Watt, and I'm paraphrasing. Well, only a few times did that happen in the game, and when that happened, T.J. Watt does what T.J. Watt does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flirting with danger.
Flirting with danger.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, Doran, that it was one of the dumber coaching decisions of the game to go man-to-man, mano-a-mano, at a critical moment, but both Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones after the game said that Daniel Jones was supposed to motion the tight end over there to get in on T.J. Watt. Well, you didn't.
Right.
You didn't.
You would think that that'd be in the forefront of your mind if you're a Daniel Jones, that you know, one of the best players in the NFL that can absolutely wreck a game. Yeah, I probably want to get help just for my sake, not just for my offensive tackle's sake. For my sake.
It's the stuff like that, that you watch him and you go, that's not a guy.
Right.
Like, there was the whole shot down the sideline. You and I were talking about it before the show, where Minkah Fitzpatrick comes over and knocks the ball out. Our guy, Darius Slayton, future Steeler, and did a good job not maiming him there. A couple years ago, I think Minkah sends the guy into the 15th row.
Yeah, well, Atlanta.
That's right. That happened there. Yeah. Good point. It's a hell of a play, but the ball comes out half a second too late. You need to know you got to motion the tight end over to deal with T.J. Watt. It's stuff like that where you're not franchise quarterback capable. And Russell Wilson does all the little things well. One bugaboo I had was Russ snapping the ball with 20 seconds on the play clock when they were trying to run it out late, and then that's the play that he fumbled.
Mm-hmm.
But they were trying to use tempo to their advantage because it had been effective for them. But Russ just does all those little things well. They're signaling at the line. He's got the cadence going. He knows where to go with the football. And maybe the arm's not what it used to be. I mean, the throw to Pickens down the sideline sure would scream that it is. But the mental side of things, he's as sharp as he's ever been.
Sharp, sharp. It's in the game slow. You know, he's played so much. We talk about it all the time. I mean, the levels that he's played at, there's not a defense, a front, or a blitz that he hasn't seen.
Yeah.
You know, 100 times.
So, yeah, well, you're not going to confuse me.
No, you're not going to.
Mm-mm.
And, like, that should be your game plan if you're a D coordinator. Like, hey, we're not going to confuse this guy, so we got to figure out another way to stop him.
Yeah.
So he knows that defenses aren't even going to even flirt with doing that to him.
It's a tough offense to pin down right now because they can run the ball effectively, and they get Russ on the move, and sometimes they'll tempo you, and every eligible actually is a threat to catch the ball. It's refreshing. Back to the defense, Alex Highsmith, poor Chuba Hubbard. Not Chuba. That's the guy from Oklahoma State who went to Carolina.
Yeah.
Mother
Chris.
Hubbard. Thank you. Poor Chris Hubbard gets yanked off a practice squad, and hey, here's Alex Highsmith, and then on some third downs, T.J. Watt. Highsmith, 12 pressures, 6 quarterback hits, 2 sacks. T.J. Watt, 2 sacks, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery. And that's what these guys are supposed to do. But when they do it, you still got to give them credit. By the way, congratulations go out to Cam Hayward, his 202nd game. That is the most now all-time for a Steelers defender, passing Donnie Shell, who had 201, Mel Blount with 200, Deshae Townsend, hey, Deshae, 183, Joe Green, 181. And he got emotional talking about it after the game. We'll hear that later on in the show. 412-928-9370. Let's take some calls real quick. 3 400-yard games under Arthur Smith for the Steelers offense. 5 times in 15 games since Canada was fired. 0 times under Matt Canada in 44 games.
Oof.
Hmm. Now, sometimes the fans and the media, sometimes we do know better. They just let Canada keep calling freaking plays and trying to develop their franchise quarterback, and we're screaming from the rafters, fire this guy, they do, and it works out.
Yep.
Sometimes it works that way. Sometimes you say things like the Steelers' run defense is the best in the league and they don't get run on, like I did yesterday, and then they gave up 150 yards. It goes both ways. Anthony in Oakland.
Yes.
He's never wrong. Hi, Anthony.
Thank you. Hey, Doran, I've been wanting to ask you this for a while. Those Pitt uniforms, home uniforms, well, they are really aesthetic. I really like those Pitt uniforms.
They're the best, aren't they?
Oh,
they made me throw, like, I had to throw away all my ugly uniform, all my navy block pit stuff because they got the good stuff now.
Oh, man, they are really nice. This is almost like San Diego Chargers 60s powder blues. Really aesthetic, man.
Oh, what is happening here, Arthur?
Arthur.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I lost all my cred there. Go ahead, Anthony. Sorry.
The bugaboo is now that Dallas game, and now we can see why Tomlin was so frustrated, because Dallas is horrible. You have to put up a 30 spot on them. That's their only blemish, as far as I can see, in the beginning of the eight games. Is that's the blemish, and that's probably why Fields is sitting, because that was just unacceptable. That loss it was just terrible.
If Russ plays, I do think they're probably 7-1 right now.
Yeah.
If he plays that Dallas game, I do think they win. And here's the other thing, because, Doran, you brought this up, and it wasn't talked about the day after the game. Beanie Bishop blew that coverage, too. And he's not doing that anymore.
Nope. They got that fixed. A lot of the communication things, if you look and you watch this defense, nobody's kind of looking left, looking right, throwing their hands up. Everybody's kind of on the same page right now.
Yes. And the run defense, again, not good. And I'm not skating by it, or I'm not letting them skate. I'm not combing over it. The defense had its warts yesterday. Still 18 points allowed, pressure on the quarterback, 2 turnovers. You got to clean up the run defense, but we are not seeing those gaping, massive miscommunication things. They're still making them earn it, which is all you want. Like, you might beat Indy if you make them earn it. You might beat Dallas if you make them earn it, and okay, it wasn't perfect by the defense, but at least we're not seeing that. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers playing great football on all three sides. We'll get into the special teams a little bit. We've got Jeff Hathorn at the top of the hour, plus way more of your calls at 412-928-9370. We're celebrating the 6-2 first place Steelers.
Flag is down, returned by Austin. Plenty of room, great return, still rolling, Austin into the end zone, touchdown.
This just hit me because I got the audio clip here, 12 seconds. It took Calvin Austin as much time to score the punt return touchdown as it did Jaden Daniels to buy time on the Hail Mary the other day.
Jeez.
And you said, you tweeted it, I was laughing my ass off when I saw it, that Calvin Austin, he runs like a kid who's being chased by older kids.
Yes.
Get that back lean.
Yep.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's tough to measure the effectiveness of special teams, right? You could do it with EPA, things of that nature. When you're blocking kicks, when you're returning punts for touchdowns, okay, you know it's pretty good. Well, I saw a graph the other day where it had some EPA rating for special teams, and the Steelers are off in their own quadrant. Like, every facet of special teams, they've been dominant this year. And I'm sure on a day such as this, where really Calvin Austin, I thought, changed the tone, tenor, and momentum of the game, the special team's going to get its due. I just want to make sure it gets its due.
Yeah.
Because for the last 4 games, it's been a big reason why they've been able to win these games.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of time on it. They pay a ton of attention to it. And Danny Smith, who has been criticized in the past, his players love him. He does a really good job. So wanted to sing his praises.
Yes.
And say RIP to all the double bubble in the tri-state area.
It's done. Getting smashed.
Getting smashed today. You think he sleeps with gum in his mouth?
I don't know. Probably not.
You ever fall asleep with a Zin in your mouth? I hate that.
Yes.
Sometimes now I'll wake up in the middle of the night without one in, and it just feels like
you're missing something.
Yes.
Yep.
Like a little kangaroo pouch without the Joey in it.
Without the Joey.
Yeah. Jeff Hathorn going to join us coming up at 7 o'clock. Just ask this question on Twitter because someone texted it in, and I think it's a good question. and we'll get into this. Do you have more confidence in the Steelers' offense or defense right now? This isn't sexy. This is a cop-out. Yeah.
Right.
Like, look, again, 150 rush yards allowed. Not good enough. Cam was pissed after the game. We'll talk to Jeff about the mood of the locker room, particularly defensively, because that's just not good enough. That's not their standard. But you know, more often than not, and they didn't in the Dallas game, but more often than not, they're going to make the play when you need the play. And with Russ, I feel the same way.
All right.
Like, that they're going to get it done, that he's going to make the right throw, that he's going to put the ball in the right spot.
They've had, the defense had two turnovers in two games, though, right? I don't know. They keep turning the ball over. I mean, T.J. Watt with a strip sack. Beanie Bishop has three turnovers in two games.
Yes. And really made sure to put the nail in the coffin in this game. And I think the way Calvin Austin flipped the momentum in this one with the punt return, Beanie flipped the momentum last week.
Yes.
The Jets could have gone into the half the way that they had been moving the ball, and they could have extended that lead to double digits. Beanie said, nah, and the Steelers go down and score. So I'm going to cop out. I feel good about offense. I feel mostly good about the defense. I'll still probably lean defense.
Same here.
Because you got T.J. Watt.
Right.
And he's pretty good. Rich in Wilkes-Barre, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, man.
Two things real quick. One, did you see the clip with Tomlin when they caught him looking at the camera?
Yes. Thumbs up.
Classic.
That was hilarious. But the beginning of the season, he had everybody saying Arthur Smith was Mac Canada 2.0, Najee was a bust, Wilson was washed, and Fields wasn't a quarterback. Now the offense is working, and it's like nobody wants to give him credit. They just want to say, oh, well, they beat the Jets, they beat the Giants. But if they lose to them, they blame Tomlin saying, oh, well, that's how it goes. He plays down to his competition.
Yes.
You know? So it doesn't matter if they win by 40 or not. They're never going to give anybody credit. Coaches take the blame when they lose. Players take the credit when they win.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Rich. I think Arthur Smith's done a wonderful job this year.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line has been in flux. Running back position only recently got healthy. You have played two quarterbacks. You still, even with the performances last night, would probably agree that they are a wide receiver short. And yet, they're 15th in the league in scoring. I would have signed up for that to be where they finished the year, Dorn. 15th
right.
in scoring. I'm going to whisper this. Now I'm going to say it loud. I think this is a top 10 offense in the NFL.
Right now?
They got to clean a couple of things up, but I can see the potential.
I could see the potential. For
and
sure.
I think come the end of the year, there'll be a top 10 scoring offense in the league.
I could see that.
They're a point away from it, statistically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that. I think also Tomlin, I give Tomlin a lot of credit, and I don't know this for sure, but just from my eyes and my experience, I think Tomlin's actually staying out of the way of his coordinators. I don't know if he did that last year. I don't know if he did that throughout the Canada era. I think that there was times where he would get on the mic and be like, all right, we got to run here. It's third and something. We got to run. I don't think he's buttoned into Terrell Austin. I don't think he's buttoned into Arthur Smith. I think he's just letting them go and do their thing.
That's what I thought made Tomlin such a great coach at the beginning of his career. He was a 4-3, Tampa 2 guy,
yep.
Comes in, hey, Dick, you're going to do your thing. And offensively, he let Arians do his thing. And I guess it was Wisenhunt. No, but that was Cower. And then he lets Haley do his thing. Yeah, I got my coordinators all jumbled there. He was a delegator. And I do think he's probably doing a lot more of that now.
100%.
And someone tweeted this last night. I'd love to give them credit, but I forget who it is. You know, Arthur Smith doesn't have Desmond Ridder turning the ball over in the red zone. Or Marcus Mariota. Like, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are both better players than those guys. And Russ, significantly so. Both significantly so. 412-928-9370. We will continue to take your calls all morning long. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorne, was in the locker room after the game. He's going to join us next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.